תפילת החברים.
The prayer of the friends. Dear Creator, we are grateful for every moment we are united for your sake in this lesson as we enter the Great Congress. Please unite our hearts into one heart and fill it with love so we may serve you in joy.
Amen.
Amen. We talked a lot, and we talk all the time about the prayer of many, but only together, if we can become incorporated in one heart and turn to one Creator, then we succeed in entering His domain, and this is how we will adhere to Him, come closer to Him, and reach everything that we have ahead of us as the purpose of life. So let's see what is the importance of the prayer of many.
The article, The Importance of a Prayer of Many. It is written in the Zohar, Vaishlach, come and see, Rabbi Shimon said, a prayer of many rises before the Creator, and the Creator crowns Himself with that prayer because it rises in several manners. One asks for chasadim, another for gvurot, and another for rachamim. It consists of several sides, the right side, the left side, and the middle. And because it consists of several sides and manners, it becomes a crown and is placed on the head of the righteous one who lives forever, meaning Yesod, who imparts all the salvations to the Nukva, and from her, to the entire public. And come and see, Jacob consisted of all three lines. This is why the Creator wanted his prayer, for it was in utter completeness of all three lines, like a prayer of many.
כי הקדוש ברוך הוא סבב לו את זה כדי.
This is why it was written that then was Jacob very much afraid and distressed, since the Creator made it this way for him, so he would pray because he craved his prayer. We see in the words of the Zohar that it interprets a prayer of many as a single person, saying that Jacob consisted of all three lines. But in all the places where it was written about a prayer of many, it literally means that many pray. As our sages said, Rabbi Yochanan said, in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, why is it written, and I, my prayer, is a time of goodwill unto you, O Lord? When is it a time of goodwill? When many pray. This means that many pray together, literally. Also, we should understand what the Zohar says, that a crown is placed on the head of the righteous one who lives forever. What does it mean that it becomes a crown on the head? A crown means the crown of the king, like the crown of the kingship. And what does it mean that the crown on his head is made of prayer? What makes us understand the importance and greatness of a prayer? Since he wishes to reveal to us the importance of the prayer, he tells us, know that the crown for the king is made of the prayer. It says that it is called Yesod, and that it gives all the salvations to the Nukva, and from her to the entire public. We should understand why the crown is made specifically on Yesod, since it is known that we pray to Ein Sof. So, what does it mean that a prayer of many becomes a crown specifically on Yesod? And also, why does it say that Yesod imparts to the Nukva and from the Nukva to the public? Baal HaSulam explained the matter of a prayer of many as a person praying for the many. This is called a prayer of many. This is why a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill. When a person prays for himself, he has slander and questions whether his prayer is truly worth acceptance. But when he prays for the public, it becomes irrelevant to scrutinize him and to see if he is worthy of his prayer being answered, since he is not asking for anything for himself, but only for the public. This is why it was said that a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill, and his prayer is answered. And according to what is explained in several places in the Sulam commentary, a prayer of many relates to Malchut, who is called the Assembly of Israel, or the Holy Shekhinah, the Holy Divinity. She is called the Many, because she contains all the souls. And since the Shekhinah, the divinity, is in exile, we ask about the exile of the divinity, which is sometimes called divinity in dust. Since all those names indicate to us the content of the purpose of creation, which was in order to do good to his creations. It is known that for him to reveal the perfection of his deeds, there was the first restriction. This means that in a place where there is only a kli called receiving in order to receive, the upper bounty will be hidden from that place. The abundance comes only to a place where it is possible to aim in order to bestow. And since by nature, man is born only to receive, in that place that he sees, his receiver, called self-love, cannot receive. Instead, he must do everything for divinity, meaning for the Malchut, for only by that will his glory appear in Malchut. This is so because only when the Creator can appear to the lower ones will his glory be seen. It was written that the place where the Shochen, the dweller, appears is called the Shechina, the dwelling, but also divinity. This is called Let His Great Name Be Magnified and Sanctified, since the name of the Creator, who is called the Good Who Does Good, appears in the world. This is so because everyone obtains the purpose of creation, called to do good to his creations, since now there is a kli that is fit for reception, being the intention to bestow, called dvikut, with the Creator. It turns out that since by nature the creatures are only about reception in order to receive, and since they cannot work in order to bestow without overcoming their nature, they cause malchut to remain in the dust, meaning they cannot see her merit. This means that they cannot see what she can receive from the Creator because everything is hidden due to the restriction. However, we need some introspection. That is, we should believe what our sages tell us, that all the pleasures in corporeal delights are but a tiny candle compared to the pleasures that exist in spirituality. As it is written in the Sulam, this is the meaning of the breaking of the vessels that preceded the creation of the world. Since through the breaking of the vessels of Kedusha and their fall into the separated Abia, holy sparks fell along with them to the Klipot, from which came the pleasures and love of every kind into the domain of the Klipot, which passed them on for man's reception and his delight. It therefore follows that the majority of pleasures are in Kedusha, while we see the contrary, that in corporality, everyone sees things that can be enjoyed. But in the toil in the Torah and the mitzvot, it is impossible to tell a person to engage in Torah and mitzvot without promising him reward for his work. This is because while one engages in keeping the mitzvot, he finds it completely tasteless. But when he is promised a reward, and he believes it, he can work in Torah and mitzvot because he will be rewarded. This is not so when he engages in corporeal things, such as eating, drinking, money, honor, etc. A person does not ask, why must I deal with these mundane matters? Since where one feels pleasure, he doesn't ask about the purpose of receiving the pleasure. All he can think about while receiving the pleasure is how to enhance the pleasure in quantity and in quality. God forbid that one should ever contemplate the matter of reception of pleasure, meaning, why do I need to receive pleasure? Sometimes a person receives pleasure from something for which he did not pay a thing. Although it gives him much pleasure, the question still arises in him, what is the purpose of that pleasure? For example, A pleasure that costs no money is a pleasure of rest. There's no need to buy this pleasure. For one receives it free of charge. Still, many times a person asks himself, what will I gain by enjoying this rest? But when a person experiences true delight and pleasure, the purpose of this delight never even occurs to him. And if it does happen that he should contemplate the purpose of this pleasure that he is enjoying now, it is a sign that the pleasure he is feeling is not real pleasure, since he can still contemplate its purpose. This is a sign that there is a deficiency in that pleasure, and where there is deficiency, he can contemplate a different purpose than what he is feeling now. From all the above, it follows that the majority of good taste and pleasure in life are found in Torah and mitzvot, since this is where the upper light is deposited. It is written about it in the Sulam commentary, when one is rewarded with listening to the voice of his word, the 613 mitzvot become pkudin, from the word pikadon, or deposit. This is so because there are 613 mitzvot, and in each mitzvah, a light of a unique degree is deposited, which corresponds to a unique organ in the 613 organs and tendons of the souls and the body. It follows that while performing the mitzvah, one extends to the corresponding organ in his soul and body the degree of light that belongs to that organ and tendon. This is considered the panim, or the anterior, of the mitzvot. It follows that by keeping Torah and mitzvot, the purpose of creation to do good to his creations becomes revealed. However, he says in the Sulam commentary that this comes specifically after one is rewarded with keeping the Torah and mitzvot in the form of listening to the voice of his word. But when he keeps Torah and mitzvot in the form of that fulfill his word, before they are rewarded with listening, the mitzvot are called eitin, or counsels, and they are regarded as the achol, or the posterior. It means that the upper light that belongs to that mitzvah is still not shining in them, but they are regarded as counsels by which to come to the light of panim, which belongs to the mitzvah. And all the work and the strengthening that one needs to overcome his desire and thought, which obstructs him from going on the path of truth, apply only when he is in a choraim, posterior, in the form of that fulfill his word. This is so because in that state he still doesn't feel the upper light that is clothed in Torah and mitzvot. Hence he does everything because he believes it is a great privilege to be rewarded with engaging in Torah and mitzvot, even when he doesn't feel its importance, but does everything with faith above reason. For this is man's purpose, to achieve dvekut, adhesion, with the Creator. And he does everything to achieve it. As a result, he observes everything and makes great efforts wherever he can. And his sole intention is to achieve wholeness. And he sees that after all the efforts and prevailing, when he wishes to overcome the obstructors that stand against him, he is still standing on the outside, since dvekut means equivalence of form. And he still did not move an inch from self-love, which is an opposite act from dvekut with the Creator. In that state, he goes to pray to the Creator to enlighten him so he can raise the Shekhinah from the dust. This means that the kingdom of heaven, as she appears to a man when he wants to work only for her, to disclose the glory of heaven in the world, tastes like dust in that state. And he sees that everyone is like him, meaning disrespectful towards the glory of heaven, because they cannot appreciate her importance. This is called a prayer of many, meaning that he prays for the collective. Two discernments must be made. One, Malchut is called many, because it contains all the souls. Two, a prayer of many, when he prays for the collective, meaning that the collective will be rewarded with the importance of Torah and mitzvot, that they will be rewarded with 613 pkudin deposits, that the upper light shines in each and every mitzvah. It follows that at the end of the day, the two discernments of many become one. This means that he prays for the public to be rewarded for the greatness and importance of Malchut, who is called many, to be seen, which occurs when everyone is rewarded with vessels of bestowal. At that time, the 613 mitzvot will be revealed as in listening to the voice of His word, at which time 613 mitzvot are called 613 pkudin, or deposits. The above mentioned means that a prayer of many is not rejected when one prays for the collective. The collective is called the whole of Israel, and the collective is called the Holy Shekhinah. And since the collective comprises several discernments, the Zohar says that the reason why the prayer of the collective is accepted is that there is wholeness in it. It writes, and the Creator crowns Himself with that prayer because it rises in several manners. Since one asks for chasadim, another for gvurot, and the third one for rachamim. We should understand why a prayer must consist of all of them. The rule is that all the discernments that we discern in spirituality are revelations that should be disclosed for the purpose of correcting the lower ones. It follows that the matter of the three lines that we say, that perfection means that the three lines are revealed there, means that the Creator wishes to give to the lower ones abundance so they can use them there and there will be no flaw there. This is unlike how it was in the world of Nikudim, where there was the breaking of the vessels because there was no correction of lines there, as the Holy Ari says. In other words, when the upper one gives some abundance to the lower one, he wishes that the abundance that the lower one receives will benefit the lower ones. But if the kli where the abundance should go is imperfect, all the bounty will go to the external ones. This is the issue with the breaking of the vessels, that the bounty went outside of Kedusha. For this reason, the bounty is not poured out to the lower ones, and it is considered that the prayer was not accepted. And here comes the matter of the correction of the lines in the collective. It means that the many, which is Malchut, consists of the collective. In other words, there is a correction called three lines, by which the abundance remains in Kedusha and does not go to the external ones. Hence, such a prayer can be accepted, meaning that she can be given abundance. The Zohar interprets about that. Because Jacob consisted of the three lines, since Jacob is called the middle line, which includes the right and the left, this is why the Creator wanted his prayer, for it is in utter completeness, comprising all three lines, like the prayer of many. In other words, there are no delays on the part of the Creator in imparting the abundance below, since his desire is to benefit his creation. However, it is as though he waits for the vessels of reception of the lower ones to be fit for reception. Thus, when there is a proper kli on the part of the lower one, meaning that the prayer is the kli that is fit for reception, it must be on the condition that the abundance will not be lost, meaning that the abundance will not go to the external ones, to the klipot. This is why there is a correction on the kli of Malchut, that she should transfer the bounty to the lower ones. And this correction is called the correction of lines. Now we will explain the rest of the words of the Zohar, which we asked about what it said. It writes, and because it consists of several sides and manners, it becomes a crown and is placed on the head of the righteous one who lives forever, meaning Yesod, who imparts all the salvations to the Nukva, and from her to the entire public. We asked, but do we not pray to Ein Sof? Thus, what does it mean that the prayer of many becomes a crown specifically over Yesod? The thing is that the order of the imparting of the bounty that comes to Malchut is called Yesod. This means that all the first nine Sfirot give their essence Yesod, and he is called All. It follows that we always speak from the perspective of the giver and the receiver of the bounty. which is called Malchut. Thus, since the emanator wishes to bestow and waits for the lower ones to give the proper kelim for reception of the abundance, when the prayers go up, when the prayers are arranged in such a way that it is fit for acceptance, they are called a kli for reception of the abundance. It follows that the kli rose to the giver, and since the general giver is Yesod, it is considered that the prayer rose to Yesod. Accordingly, this follows the rule that the act below awakens the act above. It means that upon the awakening of the lower ones who wish to draw near to the Creator and be rewarded with dvikut with the Creator, they ask for the Creator's help. It is as our sages said, he who comes to be purified is aided. If a person comes to purify, he is aided with a holy soul, and he is purified, sanctified, and he is called holy. Thus we see that when a man wishes to improve his actions, he causes a zivug above, by which abundance is poured below. This is called raising man, meaning causing a deficiency above. We should understand how we can say that the lower ones cause a deficiency above. And we should also know the meaning of deficiency. It is known that a kli is called a deficiency, meaning that if there is a deficiency, there is room to place the filling there and fill the deficiency. Since there are no delays in bestowing on the part of the emanator, for his wish is to do good, the reason why we see that there is concealment of the light is because the lower ones have no vessels to receive the abundance. Hence, when the lower one awakens to purify himself, but lacks the strength, he asks the Creator to help him, then this deficiency rises, so now the upper one has a vessel for giving him abundance. And this is called raising man. It follows that when the prayer, which is a deficiency, what the lower one seeks for his deficiency to be satisfied, rises to the giver, and the giver is called Yesod, who bestows upon the assembly of Israel, called Malchut, and it becomes a crown on his head. This is so because a crown means keter, indicating king's crown, meaning the importance of the king. This means that when there is disclosure of his light, everyone recognizes the importance of the Creator. However, during the concealment of the face, divinity, the place where the king appears is called exile and dust. This is so because no taste is discerned in spirituality. The Torah mitzvot seem to taste like dust to them. And all this is because the lower ones do not have the kelim to receive the abundance. And because of that, his glory is desecrated among the nations, meaning that before a person is rewarded with the discernment of being Jewish, he is similar to the nations, as it is known that each person is a small world and consists of all 70 nations, as well as of Israel. But then during the concealment, when the upper bounty cannot appear to the lower ones because they do not have the proper vessels, whatever illumination they are given will go to the klipot. Because of that, the upper abundance had to be hidden from them. This is called the crown has fallen from our head, meaning that the importance of the Creator is desecrated. But when a person comes to purify, when he wishes the Creator to bring him closer and give him the vessel of bestowal by which to be rewarded with Dvekut, all the upper bounty that will be rewarded will be in order to bestow. In other words, he wishes to be given strength from above to have the ability to always be in Kedusha, which is Dvekut. Then a crown is made of his prayer, the king's crown, since then the importance of the king is recognized. And this is the meaning of what the Zohar says, that the prayer becomes a crown and is placed on the head of the righteous one who lives forever, meaning Yesod, who imparts all the salvations to the Nukva and from her to the entire public. This is so because through the prayer, the upper abundance is given to the lower ones, at which time the delight and pleasure are revealed. This is called a crown, the king's crown, the importance of the king.
Yes. This means that the most important thing for us is to connect in a prayer, and then the Creator will correct our prayer. Even if we ask incorrectly, not for the right thing, not in the right form or in the right order, that doesn't matter. If we become as many, all of us together, we pray for everyone, that we all want to rise in the importance of the Creator, then our prayer will be accepted, and we will start to feel responses for what we raise from us, for what rises from us.
Morning. Değerli Rav, onu içinde nasıl bir bütünlük içinde olacağız ki inşa edebileceğimiz duayı taçlandırabiliriz?
How can we achieve wholeness in the ten so that the prayer that we build will be like a keter, like a crown?
אנחנו קראנו על זה הרבה מאמרים.
We read many articles about it. How do we connect so that we will have a complete whole connection between us, where each one completes the other, and all together, all of us reach a complete bundle, complete unit? It is only by working, when we make efforts and pray. And then through these two, the efforts and the prayer, we can achieve a state where the Creator will be able to bestow to us, to impart into a connection between us. And this is how this is how we will overcome. it will come. And the one who imparts to us is Yesod, the quality of Yesod. Yesod means the point of the upper world where all the forces are bound together. And from it, the bestowal already passes on to Malchut.
Boker tov, Rav. Katuv po.
Good morning, Rav. It's written here, meaning that before a person merits being unique, he is similar to the nations of the world. Since it is known that every person is a small world and is made of the 70 nations and matter of Israel, what does that mean?
That every person incorporates all of the discernments. There are discernments or phases that are ready to connect into a single unity. This is why it is called Jewish, Yehudi. And there are discernments where he's not yet ready to connect with others. So all of our work is to bring ourselves into a state where we can connect with others. And this is how we are rewarded with connection with the Creator, and the Creator through us imparts to all of the created beings.
Как приходят к человеку советы, как достичь внутреннего света?
How to use these counsels to attain the inner light?
אני חושב שזה מגיע לו.
I think that it comes to him.
על ידי שהוא דורש.
By demanding and asking.
הוא נצרח לזה.
He requires it. He must have it. Otherwise, he feels that he has only emptiness ahead of him, and so he has no choice. He must reach a state where all of his forces will join together and will bring him to wholeness, the wholeness of the vessel, and then wholeness of all of him, all of himself in his connection with the Creator.
Is that filled in the mind, or is it a deficiency?
No, it pertains more to the feeling. Lack of wholeness, I feel inner emptiness, that I cannot fill it with anything. And then it's a problem. When a person searches and then he finds a society, he finds a method and he implements it, and then he reaches it in such a way. Okay? We also have Spain 1.
Gracias, Rav. Buenos días a todos.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning to everyone. My question, how can you come in the 10 to a state in which my sons have defeated me? To the state in which the Creator says, my sons have defeated me.
It's by all of us connecting, and we turn to the Creator and we cry out to Him that He will raise us, save us, connect us, and that He will finally, let us understand, what does it mean, a spiritual action, and how do we carry it out? This is called, my sons have defeated me. When he created in us the evil inclination, and we demand of him to replace it with a good inclination.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Morning.
What does it mean that the 613 mitzvot become pikudim? Why does it become a deposit and not, let's say, a direct light?
There are councils and there are deposits. The councils means that we learn through which actions we can bring ourselves to the ability to receive the upper force, the upper light, the upper feeling, the feeling of the Creator, adhesion with the Creator. These are all counsels. And later on, when we already attain inside of our deficiencies the correct response, meaning a connection with the Creator and a revelation of the Creator and so on, it is considered that from the councils we reached the deposits, feeling.
Yes.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm. And when does the deposit get paid out?
When we are capable of building the vessel and deficiencies for the filling, then the filling starts to come.
Thank you so much, dear Rav. Rav, duanın gerçekleştirmesi için kişinin rolü nedir?
Thank you very much, dear Rav. What is the role of the person in realizing the prayer? The role of the person in realizing the prayer is that he is asking and constantly focusing, sharpening his request until it becomes as the correct vessel for the reception of the...
Maybe continue that. It's written that the prayer of many needs to include all the qualities, mercy, chamim, chasadim, all those that we have to connect them all and then raise them. On the other hand, it's written that it has to be the prayer for the many. So how does that work out? Also that mechanism of everyone praying and also for the everyone.
It's very simple. We want to connect all of our desires so that they will all be for a single purpose. That's on the one hand, but also for the many, that in our prayer, we want that everyone will connect and become as one man in one heart or into a single vessel. One does not contradict the other.
I can't grasp how one completes the other.
I don't understand. When we pray for everyone and we want to connect and we want to reach a single purpose, so clearly the power of our prayer becomes great because we are all drawn towards connection against the forces of separation that are between us, and the Creator especially helps us through obstructions, actually, so that we will feel how much we're not yet connected, and this is how we advance.
Ken.
It's written, but
with the kli where the abundance has to come is not in wholeness, then all the abundance will go to the external ones, which is a matter of the shattering of the vessels and everything where the abundance went out of the kedusha. My question is, there's a feeling that repeats itself each time we read these articles. The articles were written from a very high place, with a lot of very high place, high light. The feeling during the reading is that there are such excerpts that are darkness, heaviness, so much so that a person disconnects, falls asleep, and then all of a sudden awakes again. My question is, how do you make this reading into the prayer of many? How do we add, in addition to the reading and the study, so it will be this intention that we will feel the light inside the kli and not, like he writes, and letting it escape to the external ones?
You need to depict to yourself that everyone are corrected already. Everyone is corrected, and everything depends only on you.
What
does that mean? I start reading this right now, I start to feel that feeling that I'm starting to disconnect, and in a second I'm falling asleep, and I can't hold on anymore. What to do at that moment?
Try to connect with the others, maybe read aloud, relatively, perform all kinds of actions. And
what should I think about?
Think about the connection, that you are responsible for the connection of everyone. And this feeling of responsibility will awaken you.
And what with everyone? I see a lot of people in that same state, that they're also disconnecting. It's not just me.
It's because you're disconnecting, so they are disconnecting.
Спасибо, Рав. А можно через молитву почувствовать, что молитвы соединяются? Как это?
Thank you, Rav. Can we, through the prayer, feel that our prayers are connecting? How has that felt?
Yes. The prayers become connected. If we have different requests and we want to connect through our prayer, then this is how it happens.
Вы должны чувствовать, что они желают.
How to be in such a prayer so we'll feel the prayer.
Feel that what the friends are, what is it that they have in their heart, what is it that they want to achieve. It means that we connect, if we connect to the intention of the friends, our prayer becomes a single prayer and it reaches its goal.
So we need to scrutinize what we're missing physically so we'll have a common prayer?
Yes, yes, check. Yes.
Thank you, Rav. What is that wholeness that we seek?
We seek such wholeness where if we will become incorporated in the desires and yearnings and goals that are outside of us, then we will feel ourselves in wholeness.
What's so unique about this thing that it needs to be whole, that we're always talking about it all being parts that need to be connected? What's this whole? I can't hold on to that. What is it that it comes to be whole?
Well, we're not talking about the wholeness of the end of correction. We're talking for the time being about our wholeness, as much as we on the path in each and every degree can attain the wholeness of that degree.
I think you can ask another?
Yes.
Rav said at the beginning of the lesson that we have to pray as one and incorporate in the Creator from that. How do we make this appeal from that incorporation? How do you turn together to the Creator?
We turn together by, first of all, connecting, that we want to connect, that we ask the Creator that He will connect us. I don't know even what to say. It comes out so... we need to connect together and aim ourselves as one man in one heart to one goal. And this is how we reach a single solution, that we feel ourselves, that we are all together in the central point of our connection.
If each individual from all the friends in the world Kli holds on to that, is that called the prayer of many?
I don't think that this is how it can work. It doesn't become arranged in such a way. We annul before the upper one, and the upper one already arranges us and brings us closer. And this is how we reach being as one man in one heart.
So the prayer is always for our unity, no matter what state.
Yes, without unity, there's nothing we can do. We don't have any power. An individual one cannot achieve anything. Yes?
He writes that the prayer is the prayer that is qualified to receive. What does that mean?
If we have a prayer that comes from everyone, and we wanted to reach the Creator, then we work from below upward, just like the light from Malchut that wants to reach the Ketel.
We learn and work about the connection between us being the vessel that we need to receive.
Yes.
So what does it mean that the prayer is the vessel to be qualified to receive?
So how would you reach connection?
We're saying that we need to establish a connection between us and from that turn to the Creator.
But connection for what purpose? Every individual prayer is already a part of the connection. I want to connect with each and every one in order to reach a connection of everyone with the Creator. So it turns out that each prayer of each and every one is a part of this collective prayer.
Okay, so actually this heartfelt connection between us can be only a connection of prayers between us?
Yes, a connection of the deficiencies.
And nothing else connects besides that.
Well, how else, where else can we connect?
What does it mean that we're connecting with our intentions? What does it mean that connection is a restriction, a screen and reflected light? And here he writes prayer. What's the connection between this and that?
The restriction, screen and reflected light, it's the preparation of the vessel, the correction of the vessel. Afterwards, there is also connection between all the different parts of the vessel that can, so that we can prepare ourselves in this way, each one of us through restriction, screen, and reflected light. And then when they all do it, they connect together and it becomes a single vessel. Where according to the power of their ascent above the, how they rise above the separation, they can be filled and receive the reward, payment.
Okay, just to summarize, because we learned that the Kli is Malchut.
Yes.
Because here he writes, the prayer is the vessel qualified for the reception, but it's the crown that is sitting on Yesod, so it's the Kli Yesod or Malchut. Where is the Kli?
All ten sefirot are the kli, the vessel. It's impossible if one is lacking that there will be a vessel. But altogether, all of them become, they converge, they all become concentrated in the malchut.
Not as a crown on the head of Yesod?
No, we speak in this way, but we need to learn about it. The vessel is malchut.
He says
here that in a prayer, one asks for mercy, another for gvuot, for strength, another for mercy.
Yeah.
But he also says that the prayer is one. Everyone's praying the prayer of many together.
Right, because each one asks from his own deficiencies. But all in all, they connect and reach a state where they all want to be in one connection as one man with one heart.
And what is the difference that one asks for chasadim, one asks for gvurot, etc.?
Look at the world, look what's going on. Even look at these people here. Each one has their own deficiencies, they even don't know exactly what, but when we connect, I guess we reach a whole connection.
So how does this difference help the connection?
That I guess only in that way they'll have a complete deficiency, if we can say that about a deficiency. A complete deficiency where the Creator can fill it with the whole upper light.
Each one who comes as an individual should know and be incorporated with the whole diversity of everyone?
Eventually, yes, but that's ahead. That's in the big corrections in Gemar Tikkun.
So it's not for us. We have to come to annulment before the Ten, the society, and
still, Aura incorporated together. We still then discover this incorporation between us, but it exists.
Because it sounds appealing, interesting to know the great diversity in the friends.
That is impossible before we implement anything. To know a result before we reach a result is impossible.
So what do we do with the fact that we see the differences? We see that each friend has his own prayer. It's something unique in each one.
Right, that's why he exists.
So what do we do with this uniqueness in order to incorporate them together?
To try and connect.
Is the connection above this uniqueness, or is it specifically thanks to this uniqueness?
Connection is thanks to our unity. The upper unity, that there's an upper source and he is one. And then we below must connect gradually also to become as one.
As one that is made of unique individuals, each one.
Pray for everyone.
Because I noticed recently, during the preparation for the Congress, and even before, the tendency, the trajectory is outside of myself. I don't even have any desire to really deal with myself. I'm really drawn to the friends, to the ten. So yeah. It's okay?
That's how it should be. Don't worry. The more you are concerned about the others, that's exactly you.
Ma.
What?
Around the same feeling. In all of Rabash's articles, and here too, he places weight and importance on the process of a person's inner scrutinies, this inner dialogue that he writes between himself and his will to receive, that he answers it, etc., etc. So he's in constant inner scrutiny. He's not thinking about the collective. His inner scrutiny is kind of disconnecting from...
No.
Right, that also happens, so...
So what did he do by that?
But why is he making these inner scrutinies in order to still bring himself to join everyone?
Right, but he may start checking himself and discover some gap.
That's even better. It's even more important as much as I have that gap when I start checking.
Great, but he can try to deepen the gap, or he can think about the friends again and pray for them. How deep should we dig?
You're speaking as if you can play with your inner qualities whichever way you want.
Not with my qualities, but with the thoughts. When a person is in some thought and checks himself in the thought,
well,
he can kind of dig into himself and go deeper into thought. We say dig into your heart, right? But then he's not with the collective. He's just digging into himself. He's also thinking about the friends and the gap, but he's not really praying for them. He's in himself, in his own mess.
I guess there's states like that too. But if to begin with, if we're in a society, from the moment we awaken, we have to depict ourselves as if we're between everyone, in everyone, in a society. So then it turns out that all of my work is along with everyone. What can I do? If I'm alone and disconnected from the others, so I'm not advancing even egoistically, I don't have anything to do.
I should see the friends is corrected, and the problem is only in me.
Yeah.
Here, Rabash writes that a person comes to a state of a taste of dust, lowliness, and then he sees that everyone is like him, meaning that they have no respect for the Creator because they cannot appreciate.
Because he who flaws does it in his own flaws.
But which is more effective, to see that others are in a lowly state or that they are corrected?
If it's a lowly state, so it seems to him that they're in a lowly state.
But then where's the gap between the greatness of the friends and my own lowliness?
He has to work on that. He has to hold himself with forces that even though he sees himself so broken and low, so they are on the degree of wholeness.
Ken.
Yeah.
I hear that the prayer is the right connection of deficiencies between us. How do I connect my deficiency with the deficiencies of the friends correctly?
Only in the correct attitude towards the Creator you can connect. Otherwise, no.
How does it happen? I have some relation to the Creator. The friend has a relation to the Creator. Another friend has a relation to the Creator. Where do we connect?
I don't understand exactly where we connect. We connect in our points of our desire to aim ourselves towards the Creator. That is what we first of all have to connect between us.
Each one has his own deficiency, his own point, his own prayer. Where do our prayers connect into one common prayer?
I don't know. Where do we start from? We start that we have all to receive, and I want to uplift above it and reach bestowal through the friends to the Creator. That's what the Kabbalists tell us, that in this way I have to be in that. Well, so let's aim ourselves, right? Aim ourselves to that goal. I didn't understand.
How do we grip on everyone being corrected? It's just a word, corrected.
Try to constantly see him that way. And what you see, that it's opposite, that's what's revealed to you in your will to receive, in order to receive.
Yes, but it constantly requires an interpretation of corrected, that they're constantly praying. What are they doing? Should I just delve into it more and more?
Corrected means that he prays for the others, that he likes the others, loves the others.
Rav, how in the connection between us is it possible to be more sensitive to the deficiencies of the friends, or to open up more in order to absorb them?
Learn from the friends.
Don't
close off inside yourself, but learn from the others. And then suddenly you'll see, as much as the friends are active, each one outside of himself.
Can
two things never connect for me? That the friends are already connected, that's one, and that I have to pray for them to connect. Either they are already connected and corrected, or they're not, and then I have to ask for them.
You have to ask for them that they will be connected, corrected, successful. That's for you to help yourself.
So how is it not egoistic? Because it's an egoistic thought in the end.
You want to correct yourself to be corrected. That's why you pray for the friends, right? That they will be corrected. What can I do? Go into your head.
Can I ask another question, Rav? During the day, when I try to be with the friends, when we're not physically connected, right? So I try, just like you said, it's okay to imagine it as long as you are in contact. How? Like when I'm in an ongoing workshop with them, when I'm not physically connected to them, how am I not talking to my ego? Because I speak to them in my imagination the way it's convenient for me. So how do I not speak to my ego, but really speak with a 10 at that time?
That's it. It's in control of you.
How do I work with it? How do I not talk to myself, but to them as much as possible internally?
Try in your imagination.
But in my imagination, I speak the way is comfortable for me, with my ego, because they're not really answering me.
Well,
so how do I not speak to my ego all the time?
That's something you need to scrutinize. That is something you need.
is with Moti, it's also great greatness, but it's not the same.
What do you want to ask?
How do we connect the general, which is the spirit of the ten, and the difference and uniqueness of each friend together? How do we keep both of them together?
The Creator includes everything, and if you connect them all, you will scrutinize what's happening with them and with you, and what will be the inclusive. If I understand what you're asking,
I have to keep 16 such people together, along with the inclusive, with the totality of all of us.
Well,
how do I not miss something? How do I keep it all together?
You need to hold everyone. Everyone. And when you want to bestow to everyone as one, so it's not hard.
Because it all comes from one?
That, obviously, that's the reason, but it's too early.
So, how do we keep the uniqueness of each one together with their totality? I'll give you a different example. A mother and a father, let's say, if they have two children, it's easy to keep them. If they have 16 children, how do they keep them all?
Ask them. See how. Because each and every one has a place in their heart.
So maybe that's the question. How do we keep everyone in the heart?
Open your heart and you'll see that they themselves enter in and build a place for themselves.
Здоровья, Рав, мировое кли. Я прошу прощения за такой вопрос в преддверии Конгресса. Рав, а что такое...
I apologize for this question at the beginning of the Congress, but what is love? What does it mean that the Creator loves us?
По пяткам таким.
I constantly look at the results.
Что такое любовь?
And I want to go forward. What does it mean to love people, to love the friends? What is love?
Я думаю, что любовь — это когда ты хочешь, чтобы преуспел твой.
I think that love is when you want your friend to succeed instead of you, even though it's very important for you.
Уступить ему.
But you're willing to concede for him on that success.
Это называется любовь.
That's called love.
Так же, как маленьким детям нашим и так далее. В общем, есть у нас иногда такие чувства.
Just the way we relate to our little children, we have...
תודה רבה, רב. Thank you very much, Rav. What is a vessel that is fit for receiving the abundance?
That is an equivalence of form with the abundance.
He writes here that for a vessel to be fit, you need a prayer that is fit for receiving. What is a prayer that is fit for receiving?
We are the will to receive. If we want to be a will to receive worthy of receiving the abundance, we have to change ourselves and according to that abundance. The abundance comes to bestow good to us, and on behalf of the vessel, so we have to reach a state that we want to bestow all the best back to the source of the abundance, to the Creator.
Доброе утро, Рав, дорогая группа. У нас вопрос от десятки. Вот в статье говорится,
что... Good morning, Rav, friends. A question from the ten. The article talks about the prayer for the Shekhinah. What is the prayer that can deliver the Shekhinah, divinity, from exile?
The Shekhinah is the connection of our hearts. If we want to connect all our hearts and fill them with the Creator, so that place is called the Shekhinah, meaning connecting the hearts where the Creator dwells, from the word Shochen. That's why it's called Shekhinah. So we need to try and do that. Okay, so no more questions here? Oh, yeah, please.
Good morning, Rav. All the questions are very special about the prayer. You can really feel how important it is to everyone. I have a question. How can a person check? I don't want to talk. I'm just talking about the prayer itself. Now that I'm praying for the ten or for a friend, how can a person check that he really gave the right prayer?
Rav,
if he's connected to his ten, and if the whole ten yearns to reveal the Creator in the connection between them, then they are in the right prayer. That's it. There are other conditions, but for now, this is it.
And when a person prays, so a lot of time it feels that I don't do it from the heart, that I have work to do, and I'm not doing it from my heart, but I'm doing it something more external. I pray, I think, I want to advance. But the cry doesn't come out of the heart.
Keep going. There's nothing you can do. Keep going. There are many such people among us too who still feel that they cannot cry out from the heart.